Welcome to You, the Universe, the Holistic Mind with Katherine Potter. Are you ready to deep dive into a better understanding of how your mind, body, and relationships to everything else in your world come together? For the next hour, we invite you to embark on a journey of discovery and connections. Now, here's your host, Katherine Potter.
Hi, everyone. My name is Katherine Potter, and I'd like to welcome you to You, the Universe, the Holistic Mind. Each week, we explore topics that support the idea that everything and everyone is interconnected and in relationship. Today, we're going to delve into the relationship between mind, body, emotions, and our speaking or singing voice. Does our singing or speaking voice say something about our mental or emotional state? And if it does, can we use our voice to unlock blocked energy and reach deeper levels of our creativity and authenticity? Let's see what today's guest, Anna Beaumont, has to say. Anna is a singer, songwriter, and voice and body awareness facilitator. And I've got to tell you, one of my favorite people. So, Anna, welcome to the show.
It's great to be here, Katherine. Thanks so much for having me on the show.
I'm excited. I mentioned this to you. I've mentioned this to all my students that I think sound therapy is one of the most underutilized healing modalities. Mm-hmm. And I hope that, you know, we begin to use it more. So first off, why don't we start a little bit about your background? So you are a singer, a songwriter, a voice teacher. You've recorded. You've opened up for some amazing people. You have, is it four of your own CDs, recordings?
Yeah.
So tell us just a little bit about your background. And you've been doing this for quite a long time. So let me be quiet and you tell us about your background.
Well, so I have been a singer my whole life, and a lot of the singing that I did really led up to me understanding what it took to be a singer, and also what gets in the way of being a singer, and also what exposure really means as a singer and how that affects our whole entire being, our nervous system, and what it means to be overexposed. And I was that. I became quite overexposed as a singer in the world. And so what that did for me is made me come back home to my body and to heal and to really bring the voice that felt like was projected outside of me and locked outside of me inside of me.
Can I pause you for a second, because you just said something really interesting. Mm-hmm. Tell me what that means, overexposed.
Well, it means that when we are, I'm going to bring this back to childhood.
Okay.
Because we need to be seen and heard as children. And when we're not seen and heard completely, like just think about the talent show and the little kids, you know, and they're playing and this is great and this is really healthy. But then there are times when things aren't healthy. And then what happens is there's a need for people as they're adults to reach out and grasp and to be seen, and that ends up sort of a reaching out of the body, and an overexposure ends up happening inside of the nervous system. And it's like the spotlight of the stage is too hot, and it feels like an overexposure in that person singing. And that was one, and that happened to me, and it's happened to most of the singers that have come across me, to my work, and have been out there in the world singing, because there's an abandonment, there can be a real strong abandonment of the self, because the audience takes over. The needs, you understand, right?
Totally.
Like the needs of that person, all of a sudden it's like my self-worth is dependent upon the audience.
Yes.
So that has to change. That has changed. That's part of the work that I do. And that's what I did. I knew that I had to come inside and work with this vertical, what I call the vertical connection.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than the horizontal connection, which is the reach outward.
Yeah, right. I love it. So you're basically, I think what I'm hearing you say is that we disconnect from our own body.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're, instead of sitting in our own bum, so to speak, we're out in the audience, whatever audience that might be, another person, literally an audience, or we're more interested in what the other person is seeing and thinking about
it's
us.
It's a big, giant projection of our unmet needs
that go on
to the audience and then are reflected back.
Yes.
So this is the work I do with people to help them to actually bridge that gap between projection, perception, and to have this sense of popping back in and using vibration and sound of your own voice, my own voice, to help me to land inside of my body.
Love it. So some of the, you've trained in different modalities, but I notice in your bio, you talk about integrative body psychotherapy, voice dialogue, and the voice in the nervous system. Yeah. Can you just tell us a little bit more about that.
Yes, each one of them is a separate training. Like, so IBP, which is Integrative Body Psychotherapy, gave me a really good structure and to help people understand, like a framework to help my students understand what was happening with them. Because when people sing, they immediately, well, this is the hope, that they connect with their emotions. And when people connect with their emotions, that means that I'm now switching hats and I become more of a counselor, because all of a sudden it's like opening up a can of worms, like Pandora's box. As soon as you say, I'm going to become a singer, people think it's like, I'm going to become a singer, you know, rah, rah, rah. And that's all the shiny perfectionism kind of stuff that happens. But I'm a different kind of teacher. So that's setting a different space and energy for people to connect really all the way down into their emotions. So then I needed a structure and I needed a training to be able to handle that for myself and for other people. So that's that. And then the voice dialogue training is just absolutely brilliant. And what this really helps people with, and myself, is to understand the critic and the perfectionist and the pusher and all of these critical messages and thoughts that come across us to stop us and protect. It's actually a protection to keep us from being who we are and singing and being free. So all these voices come into the singer because those were developed in childhood.
And so they stop us from showing our real face.
Yes.
Our beautifully imperfect face, right?
All the warts.
We're going to make mistakes. We're going to be brilliant. We've got our pretty voice. We've got our ugly voice. We've got a...
It like compartmentalizes and comes over the person. Like the perfectionist is, of course, you can imagine.
Totally.
Really, really strong.
Yeah.
So there's that training, which has absolutely been life-changing for me, that I'm still ongoing with that, because there are so many personalities which cover up my authenticness.
Yes.
They cover over me.
Yeah.
So that there's this protection, which is natural and normal and needed between myself and another, or myself and the audience. And now this is really good. This is called the defense mechanism. It's protection. It's healthy. But if we don't know about it, that's the problem.
Yes.
Is most people don't know, and they're so identified to that thought that says, oh, I sound like shit, or, you know, oh my God, right? And so that voice takes over that person. And so part of the work that I do with people is help to disidentify these parts of us that are just protecting us from being trying to protect us from being seen in a vulnerable way.
And how can no matter if you're a singer or just in life, How can we communicate and not allow ourselves that? And the last little part of that, I got so many questions for you, is I was intrigued by the voice and the nervous system.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, yes. So the sympathetic nervous system, which is our fight or flight and our charge and our excitement, needs to be grounded and balanced, you can imagine, with a parasympathetic idea. Mm-hmm. And that's what a singer is trying to figure out how to do, how to be in both, how to have a sense of charge and also be not get too excited as to come out of the body. So all of the stuff that gets in the way of that natural connection of energy and movement and life force is our traumas, is our early experiences, is a teacher at school saying, stand at the back, mouth the words. I get this a lot. So, you know, you don't sound very good. A parent shaming, saying, oh, you know, you sound funny. That inside of a young body that is opening up and creatively expressing and playful is really and can be really, really damaging. And it really silences people.
And affects the nervous system,
and
right? Because the nervous system connects into the brain and the pathways, the neural pathways, into every organ and muscle and creates a chemical response. Holy Toledo.
So because we create freezes. There's a freeze response in some people, and other people, there's a warrior fight response.
Okay, interesting.
So, or then there's there's a whole bunch of responses in singers. So I'll get singers that will come in, that'll say, oh, their nervous systems are now in a fight response, and they're locked in that. So they have a big, big voice.
Yeah.
Or they're in a freeze response where they have a really small, shy voice, and they're frozen. And there's a few of those. You can well imagine that's what happens. So you can see how important that is.
Oh, you know what? And you're talking to me about it, and you know, I can feel the trigger on a heart level thinking about any child who was ever not allowed to be authentic. And, of course, it's going to show up in so many different ways.
Yeah.
Anna, this is fascinating. Mm. I love it. I know you personally had to go through a healing journey. And, you know, I really would like to, if you've, you know, I'd love for you to share that with our listeners. And you know, what modalities you use, how did you do that?
Yeah.
And obviously, you know, a good thing for us to remember is sometimes those things that are the hardest points in our life end up freeing us to become something new. And in your case, this amazing resource for other people.
Yeah.
So we're going to take, you know, we're going to break because I don't want to break you during that story. And when we come back, we're going to hear about Anna's healing journey around her voice and her expression. So stay tuned in. When we come back, we'll hear a little bit more about Anna's healing journey.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
Are you curious about your unique astrological blueprint? Would you like guidance on how to work consciously with the planetary cycles affecting your life? Are you ready to expand your horizons and release limiting beliefs or patterns that inhibit your growth and happiness? With insight, compassion, and experience, Catherine Potter holds a clear place for your unfolding evolution. For more information, go to catherinepotter.ca. That's catherinepotter.ca. Are you a budding or closet metaphysician, mystic, or astrologer? Do you want to find out about upcoming programs, workshops, lectures, or retreats? You'll want to sign up for Catherine's free monthly newsletter and stay up to date with informative articles and workshop information. Visit catherinepotter.ca to subscribe. From astrology to hypnotherapy and mysticism, you'll stay up to date on classes, consultations, and more. Visit catherinepotter.ca and stay in touch today.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our timeline. Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
This is You, the Universe, the Holistic Mind with Catherine Potter. To reach the show today, please send an email to katherinepotter@shaw.ca. That's katherinepotter@shaw.ca. Now, back to you, the universe, the holistic mind.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katherine Potter. You're listening to You, the Universe, the Holistic Mind. And if you're just tuning in now, I'm talking to Anna Beaumont, who is a singer-songwriter and a voice and body awareness facilitator. And she's been talking about how important it is to kind of understand what's gotten locked in. What is our inner story about our voice and our ability to express? And she's about to share a little bit of her own healing journey, where she was a performer and a singer, and then there was obviously crises, which often can take us and open us up to learning about things we maybe would never have learned about, and of course, could be, we'll find out more, if it wasn't a catalyst for her to become the very, very brilliant vocal teacher that she is today. So, Anna, if you wanted to share, you know, we'd love to hear a little bit about what was the catalyst what was that journey like?
Yeah, thank you, Katherine. I think that looking back on it, I always knew that I would be using this for teaching. And so this was a really great thing that kept me going down deeper and deeper into healing. For some reason, I knew there was a purpose to it. So thank you for saying that. So as I mentioned at the beginning, when I was touring and traveling, I traveled to different various parts of the world singing. There was an overexposure that happened in me, and I began to push my voice and began to lose my voice. And as I began to lose my voice, it was like my whole body was getting wrung out from pushing and not recovering, not resting. And that ended up really, really crashing me into a nervous system response. And so I came back to Edmonton and began this work, this inner journey of listening to my inner voice versus singing with my outer voice. It's the balance that was needed for myself and for most of the students that are real professionals that go out there and they injure themselves. This needs to be balanced. We need to come inside and know that sound that is going out of me, out of us, has also an equal and opposite home inside of me. And I didn't know that part of it.
I was just ready to say, so had you done any of that type of exploration at that point about, you know, vibration and sound and, okay, so.
No, and so I was so not well. And what ended up happening is I started to use my voice as a way to heal by dropping one note at a time. I just learned how to do this because I was in so much pain in my body. I would just use one note and then let the ripple effects of one note go through my body, and I was absolutely fascinated by its healing effects in me that I just was like, I did that for a really long time. And then I would listen and I would feel how my whole body's nervous system and all of the everything was reorganizing around one note. Because I couldn't sing very much at this point. I had lost my voice quite a bit, but I could hum and I could do little notes. And I would just drop it into my body in this, using my intention and complete stillness. And it was like a drop of water going into a still pond, and it was just spreading through my whole body. And that was like the, oh my God, this is incredible. This is vibration. And this is incredibly healing. And it was the only time, it was the only thing that really helped me back then, because this was a time when this wasn't really well known. And I think what was happening to me when I was out there working and singing was, and I believe this happens to a lot of people, so some listeners might resonate with this, there's a rising energy of kundalini excitement that goes all the way through the chakras and the body, and it rises up. And then what ends up happening is the defense system comes down and slams it down. So there's a break in a gas going on. There's there's the gas of excitement of singing, and there's also a break. going on in the nervous system saying, no, we need to protect you from doing that. You need to stop with that. That's too much energy.
So first off, everything you've spoken about, obviously we are now getting into what some of the ancient traditions have taught us about working with sound as a healing tool and a vibration, silent mantras, vocal mantras, and how vibration heals. But what I'm also hearing you talk about is that rising of energy and how we might break it, but also... Yeah. Wouldn't a person have to learn about their own personal ability, how much is too much for them to hold, right? Because I've noticed, like, in different modalities, you know, we're all different. We all have a different neutral place, right? And so are you also saying that about how to manage that energy in the body?
Yes.
That's releasing.
Yes,
right? Because
absolutely.
Singing is going to release.
Yes.
You know, it's going to unplug, right?
There's this analogy that I use, which is a toothpaste tube. It's a funny thing to say, but I want you to imagine when you squeeze the whole toothpaste tube and all of the voice comes out and there's no opening. This is what happens to people, and it happened to myself. So what I'm always working with people is the receptivity is equal and opposite. There's a voice that's going out, and there's an equal and opposite reaction going down into the body, which has to be relearned in people because of so much wounding. Of the projection out of the person. Mm-hmm. And so learning to have that energy go down into the body, you know, going into the throat, going all the way through the body chakras and everything. And I have a saying that says, the sound that grounds is the ground that sounds. So we need to ground, we need to be holding and supporting our sound as a physical energetic instrument body. My body is my instrument, and I need to be holding it just like a cello. There's a space inside of me that has space, and there's a body that resonates. So that is a whole other focal point than the outward sound. I'm more interested in most people, because it so needs balancing, of focusing on what is happening inside. Where are you noticing it? Where am I noticing that? And that was my healing. When I came back and I learned, I became more interested and curious about the equal and opposite direction, my body, my instrument, and what was happening down here everywhere. And the fact that I wasn't in my body, I was
in the audience's body.
I was in the audience's body.
Yeah.
So this, I call it lowering the water level of my consciousness down into my body using vibration. And we can only do it one drop at a time.
We can only do it one drop at a time. I love that you're talking about drop. All of this makes me think about the myelin sheath and how the myelin sheath protects the nervous system. Right. And this is not the medical way of saying it, but I always think about what it's like water soothing nerves. And if we don't have the water, it is like... a brake, putting on the brake, but there's no pad. So it's like screech, right?
Yeah. I love that.
Wow.
Catherine. Yeah.
So very powerful. And how scary that must have been to have been a performer, loving that, and then to not have your voice.
Yeah.
But what I'm hearing you say, it was an intuitive, you brought out almost like an intuitive knowing of going in and beginning to tune in again and heal yourself with these simple vibrations.
Yeah.
Makes me think of the cat, right? You know how the cat
purrs?
Oh, yes,
that's right.
Yeah. When you said that about the, you know, whatever, the hum, right?
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, she was like a purring cat.
Yeah. It's like the parasympathetic answer to the sympathetic singing, which can be, I was all in that. I was all up in that and firing in that. So this was the answer. And the purring cat and the hum and the vibration, little did I know at that time, was my way back home. And also then my way to help people who were coming in droves then, you know, all of a sudden, you know how that works.
Of course.
They come to you, you're... So I was excited and still am to help people recover. It doesn't matter who they are either. You know, it doesn't matter if you're a I call it, I teach, you know, the singers, the speakers, and the seekers, people that are yogis that just want to work with their internal world, because it is the internal world.
It is the internal world, and everything in our external world is reflects that, right?
Yes. So we've got to know that, and that's our evolution, is to understand and have the consciousness that we are projecting what we are, you know, reflecting. We're projecting what is going on the inside world out of us. Mm-hmm. And the voice is this brilliant way of helping me to connect with that, with that lack of being in my body or whatever. It lights up where I am and where I am not.
I love it. You know, here's, this I think is, again, you know me, I'm such an advocate of work with sound. You don't have to be a singer. We all have a voice. We all want to be able to bring our voice into the world, whether that be as a partner, a parent, a teacher. You know, it doesn't matter. Our voice might be a quiet voice, a big voice, but I love it. And so you actually work not just with singers. And, you know, I'd like to talk a little bit about that. You're talking about, I may not ask this correctly, but are you talking about people that have either had, have fear about speaking out? Or I noticed one of the things on your website was talking about hoarseness. Yeah. So, you know, there's different, you're saying there's different
anything that
reasons.
Is in the way.
Yes.
Anything that is
yes.
in the way of the voice. I can come at it in a, we can come at it from a bunch of different ways. And it presents through hoarseness sometimes. It presents through quietness and blocks. But underneath all of that is an emotional stone in the river blocking the emotional pathway that I can work with in many different ways, because I've had so much myself, so many blocks myself, that I have worked with the voice to help people to be able to communicate better, connect with their instrument in terms of how does the diaphragm work with the throat? How does the heart and the air work? What is the space that I need in order to resonate my voice? And where is that? Oh, okay, well, let's work with that, you know? So work with the bones and the structures and the heart, and what is the leg? What do the legs do? Oh, and how? What does it mean to be connected to the earth? And what does the belly do, and how does that work? All of these little bits, and the tongue, I mean, it just goes down and down into smaller and smaller bite-sized awarenesses, which help people to wake up to this internal knowing, right? It's
so I great. Love it. So we are going to have to break. And when we come back, and I say have to break because, I love this type of information. Mm-hmm. When we come back, we're going to talk about how Anna works with singers. And she's actually a little bit later going to give us a little exercise to do, which is so much fun, taking all this juicy stuff and putting it into practical use. And so stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to hear a little bit more from Anna Beaumont.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
Are you curious about your unique astrological blueprint? Would you like guidance on how to work consciously with the planetary cycles affecting your life? Are you ready to expand your horizons and release limiting beliefs or patterns that inhibit your growth and happiness? With insight, compassion, and experience, Catherine Potter holds a clear place for your unfolding evolution. For more information, go to catherinepotter.ca. That's catherinepotter.ca. Are you a budding or closet metaphysician, mystic, or astrologer? Do you want to find out about upcoming programs, workshops, lectures, or retreats? You'll want to sign up for Catherine's free monthly newsletter and stay up to date with informative articles and workshop information. Visit catherinepotter.ca to subscribe. From astrology to hypnotherapy and mysticism, you'll stay up to date on classes, consultations, and more. Visit catherinepotter.ca and stay in touch today.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our timeline. Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
This is You, the Universe, the Holistic Mind with Catherine Potter. To reach the show today, please send an email to catherinepotter@shaw.ca. That's catherinepotter@shaw.ca. Now, back to You, the Universe, the Holistic Mind.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. My name is Catherine Potter. I'm talking to Anna Beaumont, who is a singer-songwriter and amazing vocal coach. And we've been talking about how sound is a healing modality for people who just want to be able to express themselves more clearly, more comfortably, more authentically. And we're going to talk a little bit about people who are wanting to be singers or professional singers, although we should all be singing, right, Anna?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. And so there was something you mentioned or I read somewhere about how our family upbringing affects the singer. And I would love if you could tell us a little bit more about that.
Okay. So it comes back to what the word I said earlier, which is the word support. So if we're talking about that externalized voice for the audience, the opposite of that is my body and my body's support for my voice. And that support is learned through the connection with the parents. With support for the child's voice or support not squashing the child's voice.
So I'm going to pause you for a second. I just want to clarify. So you're not talking about singing voice. You're talking about them having permission to speak out and to speak up. And even if it's not what a parent wants to hear, but they're still holding, like in good parenting, I'm probably saying that wrong, but they're holding a place for the child to have a different perspective. Are you saying it kind of in that way?
For them to be free as children.
To be able to say.
To be who they are. And creatively, vocally, playing, being a free child, this is the support of a good parent, you know, being able to do that. And mostly there hasn't, in my experience,
been enough.
Of their, you know, of the people that are coming to see me, there's a complete disconnect in people's bodies. And when people come to see me, it's like their bodies and their voice are telling me the story of how they were raised.
So when you're and maybe I'm going off track here, so bring me on track if I am, but wouldn't it go past even just the our parents? Because how much does the society we grew up in, the culture we grew up in, you know, political or religious or whatever, say it's okay to have a voice that might be different than, or to have a voice, right? Yeah. Like, are we not taught a little bit to, you know, listen and follow and not speak out? So I'm asking you, would some of that also come from the environment around us? Not so parents, obviously.
Yeah, but because that is it's when the child is like between 0 and 7.
Yes.
That's the big impact from the parents and how we have learned to, whether or not we have permission or not to be who we are. And that directly relates to whether or not I have permission or not to really be free as a singer.
So I'm going to say to any parents out there, because sometimes I have clients come in who are parents and we talk about the prenatal experience. Mm-hmm. You need to let go of your judgment and your self-judgment and your guilt, and we're all perfectly imperfect parents. Mm-hmm. But as we learn about these new things and understand it's important to allow a child expression, it also frees it in the parent too, right?
Yes.
And so I know that that type of information often can trigger about, oh, what did I do with my children when I was younger? So it's really good information.
I have a wonderful blog post on my website called The Natural Child. It's called When the Talent Show Ends. and the natural child, because the child, it's doing the talent show, it's getting up in front of parents, and it's playing, it's having fun.
Yeah.
But it's when, here's the injury that happens a great deal, and this is why I'm saying this, is when the parents take up the cause of that voice all of a sudden being a moneymaker for them, or needing to take that child's voice and their talent, and all of a sudden it becomes talent shows, it becomes this and that and the other, and then there's the stage parent.
Yes.
And this is all of a sudden, it's a really big thing for these kids that I help some of them recover their agency, their core, because it's been sold a long time ago.
Well, and they can't be children then, can they?
No.
Yeah, I love it.
Yes.
All right. Wow. And at the end of the show, I'll give you Anna's contact information so people can go in and read your blog.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit more of what you think it takes to be a singer. Now, again, somebody on maybe a professional path.
Mm-hmm. You know, people say to me, well, why is it that some people have a voice and it's just natural and it just comes out and there's nothing in the way? And why is it that the next person has to work so hard? Mm-hmm. And now there are so many reasons for that. It takes, if you're not in alignment with your life force, if you're not in alignment with your emotional energy, your sense of agency and power in your third chakra, if you are disconnected from what it means to be on the earth and to be really connected and grounded in reality, if you have grief in your heart and you don't have access then to your air and to your wingspan in your chest, if you were taught to be silenced, you know, all of these things as we walk up the chakra ladder, you know, if we're holding a sense of illusion and delusion in our third eye that is not keeping us in reality, and this is the space up here, up in our third eye and our face, where our voice really does light up our projection, you know, in beauty and clarity. So every single chakra, every single part of our body has a job of support for the voice. And if this has been my path of really going through each body part in order to see what its job is. Okay, so what is my belly's job to help me, to have that emotional support? And everybody's a bit wonky here and there. We're all like crooked trees, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So if that is your path, and if you really want your voice, then we have to uncrook the tree and
unkink.
Let the life force unkink it. Thank
unkink
you.
The kinks.
Unkink the kinks. And so that life force begins to flow again and begins to link with the throat. So the course I teach called Chakra Voice is about going through each chakra and linking it. So the relationship between the voice and the heart, the voice and the power, the voice and the energy and the grounding. And you can just imagine. And also the consciousness of our crown chakra. So you can see that this is like a whole being kind of experience, and that it can be for everybody. But the great thing about the voice is that it gives us an immediate response and reflection of the truth. Immediately.
Totally. So I just want to mention for people who are not familiar with chakra, Anna's talking about energy points that exist within the body, and we don't see them, but they're, you know, they would tie into the meridians that you might be more familiar with, acupuncture, and there's certain major points. And so what I'm hearing you say is that you're having them connect from the very base down and letting it become this flowing, right?
And you know,
as I hear you talk about that, what it brings to mind is, you know, the law of least effort, and the law of least effort is not that we're sitting around doing nothing. It's that we're being ourselves, and the easiest thing to be when we're unfolded, right, it's effortless.
Yes.
If we're not trying to be somebody different. So did I hear that correctly?
Was beautiful. You know, it's like a river that has got a whole bunch of sticks in it and stones, and we just go along and take out a boulder. And then we, you know, and then there's more life force that gets to go through, and that ends up creating more energy, which lights up the throat, so that we have more vibration. And all of a sudden, there becomes this powerful sound. And it's like, well, how did that happen? It's through the law of least effort. There's you can't push. You have to align.
Mm-hmm.
You can't push.
I really like it. I love how you have taken into, you know, you probably work with some traditional methods, but you've brought all of these complementary modalities. You're tying in some age-old teachings and you're making them relevant. Mm-hmm. But mostly what I'm really hearing is you're talking about from the inside out.
Yes.
That
yes.
If you're yeah. unkinked inside, your voice will show it, right?
Yes.
And that you can... be singing to an audience and but you're in your own space.
Yeah.
You know, I've got to say some of the most brilliant musicians and singers where I've gone to a concert aren't the ones who were technically perfect, but the ones who were singing or playing because that's who they were and the audience was almost mm-hmm. redundant. Not really.
Well, but, no, they are. It's, they just happen to be there to be a witness for my connection to myself. And again, another wound for these young people is that they are trained to perform and to project. And that is the whole point of it. And my job for them, my role for them is to bring them in so that there's something to connect to for themselves.
Yeah.
Because otherwise they become like performing seals, and it's very wounding. And that comes back to the overexposure again.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't last that long doing that unless some of them are just naturally connected to who they are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're just like gifts.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have to do that with them. But I will say that there's always an element to that to come back, because our collective consciousness is all about shiny things.
Yes.
It's all about being loud and big and the younger, the better. And this is a real problem I see.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
And so I'm trying to bring a consciousness to not only these young people, but to their parents, to help them understand that they've got to step back a bit.
Yes.
Or, you know, at least learn what it means to support in that.
So are you typically working with young singers? Are you also working with more mature singers?
More mature.
Okay.
You know, I have a few young people, but I don't play the game as much with that whole performing Kiwanis Festival and everything thing, because I have a deeper calling for each person.
Yes.
So I work with people that do yoga. They're in the healing world. I work with a lot of women.
Mm-hmm.
I do have a few men. A lot of women that, like, their children have left. They don't know who they are. There's a sense of an emptiness. There's a sense of, who am I? And this is this comes into the spiritual dimension about how they people want to connect to who they are through singing and through using chants and just really feeling the beauty and the benefit of that flowing energy, and how we all come together and sing in my workshops, and how that just builds an energy.
I love it. Oh, so much information. It's so good. So we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, Anna's actually going to take us through a short little, atoning, or what would you call it?
Yeah,
a little tune-up.
A little
vibrational tune-up.
Yeah.
And I think that's going to be exciting and very informative for people who've never maybe worked with sound therapy before. So stay tuned. When we come back, Anna's going to help us out.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
Are you curious about your unique astrological blueprint? Would you like guidance on how to work consciously with the planetary cycles affecting your life? Are you ready to expand your horizons and release limiting beliefs or patterns that inhibit your growth and happiness? With insight, compassion, and experience, Catherine Potter holds a clear place for your unfolding evolution. For more information, go to katherinepotter.ca. That's katherinepotter.ca. Are you a budding or closet metaphysician, mystic, or astrologer? Do you want to find out about upcoming programs, workshops, lectures, or retreats? You'll want to sign up for Catherine's free monthly newsletter and stay up to date with informative articles and workshop information. Visit katherinepotter.ca to subscribe. From astrology to hypnotherapy and mysticism, you'll stay up to date on classes, consultations, and more. Visit katherinepotter.ca and stay in touch today.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our timeline. Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
This is You, the Universe, the Holistic Mind with Katherine Potter. To reach the show today, please send an email to katherinepotter@shaw.ca. That's katherinepotter@shaw.ca. Now, back to You, the Universe, the Holistic Mind.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. And I'm talking to Anna Beaumont, and she is about, and she's been talking about singing and sound therapy and our voice, freeing our voice, both as singers or just our voice in the world. And she's about to take us through a short, wonderful sound tuning. Is that what we would call it?
Yeah, voice connection.
Voice connection. I like that. That's even better. And so, Anna.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the reason why I'm doing this is because a lot of the time our face, which is our biggest area of where the vibration comes through and touches the bones for vibration, is quite guarded. So what I find is if we put our hands around, I'm putting my hands over my nose and my mouth, and I'm going to start a hum, and it helps to really bring the sound down into the body so that our attention goes down inside of the body rather than outside. So I'm going to just do this.
So Anna's got her hands cupped over her nose. Okay.
And my mouth.
And her mouth.
And it's also nice, as you do it, to open up the hands. And that acts like a speaker. So that's like step one. And that starts the mind to get more curious about vibration rather than sound and all the critical voices that come. So now I'm going to put my hands right up next to my ears and create a cup. This is what I call studio ears. And this is now going to get you an even bigger acoustical range.
So are they laying flat against your ears?
No, they're cupped.
Okay.
And I've got the heel of my palm right by my corner of my mouth.
Okay.
So this is my studio ears. Now I'm in a beautiful studio, and if I hum, I really can hear myself. And this is, again, coming back to one of these injuries that people have, that they can't hear themselves. They want other people to hear them.
Oh, I love it.
You know?
Yeah.
So this, all I want to do is kind of be here, you know, because it gets me really, really curious about myself and my voice. And now what I'm going to do is walk around the body, and I'm going to say different parts that I want you to be with, whoever is doing this. So we're going to start with, in my little studio ears, I want you to vibrate your lips, the bone and the bridge of the nose, as my attention moves to wherever I put my attention, my vibration occurs. So the cheekbones. And I'm going to move down to my chest. I could put my hand on my chest. And there's there's a sense of softening, and you can go through the whole body, can move up to the forehead, to the temples, to the skull bones.
So I noticed when you put your hand on your chest, you still have one hand cupped over your ear.
Yeah.
But I can actually see you sinking more into your body and listening to your own sound.
Yeah.
And it feels to me very soothing.
Yeah.
Right? I could feel me almost wanting to go into a meditative state with you doing this. And so remember, we're all connected by vibration. So, and it was affecting my nervous system. Mm-hmm. Having said that, I cannot yet go into meditative state because I need to be focused. But it's actually powerful, not just what you were doing. I could again, I could see that your body was responding to it, but how it was affecting me just listening to that vibration, and it was bringing me quieter into myself and into, right? And so
I want to say one thing about that too, because as I know, I'm going to do what I'm going to say. I am, as I'm speaking, I am now resonating more deeply into my body, and I'm connecting to my body. It has become more into my awareness. My field of awareness is now inclusive of my body and my voice. So after you do this, when you go to a meeting or you talk to people, you might be able to hold more supportive space, vibrational body space, with the sound of your voice, like a holder, like a container. And that person that you're speaking to will then feel more grounded. By me grounding myself as I'm speaking to Catherine, I'm feeling it going down my legs now and into my feet, and I am getting more and more aligned and conscious. That will also help Catherine get more conscious. And this is the vagus nerve now that we sort of slip into a little bit.
Yeah.
That's a whole other...
That's a
whole hour show.
A whole other show, the vagus nerve. But what I think what you said is so really important, because we don't recognize how much we are affected by the voices we hear and the quality of the words. Mm-hmm. But forget the words.
Yeah.
It's the quality of the energy behind the words.
Absolutely.
And I've often thought, you know, you could be saying something rude to someone, but it's this loving voice and this loving tone, and it's not rude. And you could be saying something sweet, but underneath it's like, to heck with you, or stronger. Totally. And so that was such, I think, a strong demonstration that we're constantly affecting each other with the quality of our tone and our vibration. Really cool. So we only have a few minutes more, but Anna, what would you like to tell our listeners before?
You know, His name is Nestor Kornblum, and he is the director of the Sound Healing Association, and he says that sound is the medicine of the future. And I would say that it has definitely been the medicine for myself and for many people. And I think that I would like to say that it's because what we're trying to do as we evolve as a species is to move the idea of performing and singing out of this reactive hindbrain reptilian nervous response about being afraid of our voice, moving it into this sense of, just like what we did with the toning just then, using it in a conscious, mindful way to help us move into this prefrontal cortex, the frontal lobe, so that we evolve into this third eye awareness of who we are, this light.
I love it.
The light.
The light of who we are, and then let it come out in our voice and in our body and in the vibration we send out to the world.
Yes.
Right? Very, very nice. I love it. So, Anna, thank you so much for being on the show. I just want to let people know that if you would like to contact Anna, you can go to her website. It's Anna Beaumont, BEAUMONT.com. And what is your email address?
Anna.Beaumont@gmail.com.
I love. Great. And she's got great information on there, including a blog. If you want to contact me, you can email me at CatherinePotter@shaw.ca or go to my website, CatherinePotter.ca. And again, thank you so much for sharing your wonderful voice and your energy and all your information. And I hope you come back.
I will. Thanks for having me, Catherine.
So tune in next week. I'm going to be talking to Deanna Kobernick, who is a collaborative lawyer. And she's going to talk to us about how to work with conflicts in a positive way, which we can sometimes forget to do. We think conflict means, you know, we have to be harsh. And so then a different kind of speaking voice. Until then, please remember each day to tap into the joy that exists within each one of us and then share it through your wonderful, delicious speaking and singing voice. Thank you for listening to You, the Universe, the Holistic Mind, and I'll talk to you next week.
Thank you for listening this week. Please join your host, Catherine Potter, for another edition of You, the Universe, the Holistic Mind, next Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time and 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Until we speak again, have a great week.